Their mission is to offer youth in the metropolitan Detroit area a world-class performing arts experience that develops their creative skills and talents through music education, dance, and theatrical arts. A world-class performing arts experience for Detroit youth. That's the Detroit Youth Choir Performing Arts Company. I had a chance to enjoy their performance, as did many of us again, at the grand premiere this year. The Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear and the PWC Grand Premier presented by Chevrolet. And I had a chance to go over, and I was MC, so I had a chance to go over after a great performance to Anthony White, the fabulous Detroit Youth Choir Artistic Director and President. And he said, "We got something coming up." And I said, "Well, then we'll get it on the air." And we're going to get it on the air right now. Anthony, I'll never stop congratulating you for your job on America's Got Talent and the Golden Buzzer and the job you've done with those kids and continue to do with new kids every year. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I am doing very well. And when you said we got something coming up, I really didn't know that it was actually a musical coming up this weekend called Once on This Island. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me again this early in the morning. I'm actually on my way to receive a humanitarian award.
Well, congratulations. Tell us about that. Wait a minute. Tell us about the award.
Well, it's an organization in Cleveland, Ohio, that wanted to honor me, and they were like, "Bring a couple of kids, and you know, and we'll honor you, have dinner, and you come back the next day." So that's where we're on our way to. It's a great organization. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but we're on our way there, and it's going to be great. And also, I come back Thursday for the Michiganian of the Year Award from the Detroit News as well.
Oh, fabulous. I'm an alum of that award as well. You deserve that.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad you're getting all of that attention. And I needed to ask you this. We do tell people to go to DetroitYouthChoir.org. DetroitYouthChoir.org for this premiering some great, amazing shows. We're looking forward to one this weekend. And you're partnering with Henry Ford College, Farmington Hills, Hawk Theater for the 2023 summer shows. Let me ask how this whole experience of America's Got Talent and all of that, there's some time that's gone by. We spoke to you right after, et cetera. Now some time has gone by. How has that affected you, and how has it affected your kids?
Well, let's put it like this. We are very busy. We've been performing. I mean, we've been performing nonstop for the last 5 years. And, you know, this year we had a chance to go back to America's Got Talent All-Stars, where we received a second Golden Buzzer. And that kind of gave us another boost in our notoriety around the globe, really. And you know, it's a fun thing. I mean, these kids are having fun. They're learning a lot. They are traveling a lot. And I still would like to take them overseas. And that opportunity haven't arrived yet, but I believe it will within the year.
Oh, I believe it will, too, as people see you and people understand your success. How many kids are still with you that were there for America's Got Talent? Or have we had a whole new changeover to new kids? Because this is a living, breathing entity that you have.
Yes, we are graduating 15 of our AGT kids this weekend at the end of our show. And that will dwindle down the amount that we have from the original 52 young people that went in 2019. So we have roughly maybe 10 more kids to go that's left from that choir. And the rest of our students are brand new. They are excellent, and they are living up to the legacy.
Oh, that's beautiful. And let's face it, it puts you on the map, my friend. And And it got more kids wanting to join the Detroit Youth Choir Performing Arts Company than ever before.
Right.
And that's that's one of the benefits that continues. And this weekend,
I love it.
Once on this island, how often do you do how often do you do a musical like this with the
kids? Well, you know what, Paul? This is our first Broadway show. And a lot of people don't know that the Detroit Youth Choir, we do Broadway, we do classical music, we do a lot of musical genres. And this is our first Broadway, like, I'm talking about licensed Broadway show.
Wow.
That we're going to do. And Once on This Island is a great start to it. It's a tale about a young lady named T-Moon. And I just want everybody to purchase their ticket right now if they can.
And we're running out of time, but how's the move to get the Detroit Youth Choir to perform at the next Super Bowl?
We have a petition for that, and it's on our website.
All right. Go to the website,
DetroitYouthChoir.org.
Yep, DetroitYouthChoir.org. Glad we can't say it enough. And you can buy your tickets for Once on This Island for this weekend. You can sign the petition to get them in front of the world at the Super Bowl. God bless you, Anthony White. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate you now.
I appreciate you. Anthony White, Detroit Youth Choir, and Artistic Director and President, as we continue featuring the best of Michigan on WJR.